Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Turkey's electoral authorities say President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will serve another 5 years after declaring him the winner of the presidential election runoff. With most votes counted, they say he defeated his challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who complained the poll was unfair. Anna Foster in Istanbul says this was a concern to both sides.
What has happened both in this round of the election and in the previous round is that both sides have urged their supporters to stay with the ballot boxes until the very last moment. There was so much concern about potential tampering at the ballot box that both sides really made sure that hopefully this election was beyond reproach. But I think you will see in the coming days continuing accusations of this election not being fair. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition challenger, touched on that when he made his speech earlier on. And I think that's an accusation that probably won't go away.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has congratulated President Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan has sent drones to Ukraine but has not joined sanctions against Moscow over its invasion. Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, also welcomed the result. French, German and EU leaders have also sent their congratulations. President Biden and the top Republican in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, have finalised their deal to end the deadlock on raising the national debt ceiling. Both Mr. Biden and Mr. McCarthy will need to convince members of Congress in their own parties for the legislation to be approved. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Biden thanked Kevin McCarthy for the way the negotiations had been conducted.
I think he negotiated with me in good faith. He kept his word. He said what he would do. He did what he said he'd do. And I have no idea whether he had votes. I expect he does. I don't think he would have made the agreement.
The bill has been criticised by hardline Republicans and progressive Democrats. Initial results from Sunday's regional and municipal elections in Spain indicate a clear setback for the socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. With national elections due later this year, the counting shows the socialists may be on track to lose key regions. Guy Hedgeco reports from Madrid.
Socialist losses in several regions, including Valencia, the Balearic Islands and Aragon, compounded the sense of a major swing from left to right across the country. And many will see this result as providing clues about the upcoming general election. However, the Popular Party will need the help of the far-right Vox in order to govern in many areas.
Many regions in Ukraine, including the capital, are preparing for another sleepless night with air alerts in place and reports that Russian explosive drones have entered the country's airspace. On Sunday, President Volodymyr Zelensky praised Ukraine's defenders for their work overnight in downing 52 out of 54 drones. BBC News. Saudi Arabia and the United States say violations of the ceasefire in Sudan have significantly impeded the delivery of urgent humanitarian aid. In a joint statement, they said the Sudanese army regularly flew military aircraft during the ceasefire and carried out airstrikes. They also accused the paramilitary rapid support forces of occupying residential homes. A military base in a remote area of the Venezuelan Amazon has been attacked by a group of local indigenous people. A senior military official said the attackers used traditional weapons. Our Latin American regional editor Phoebe Hobson reports.
A video by a local journalist shows the group arriving from the river carrying bows and arrows. The motive is unclear, but a Venezuelan general said the attack was in retaliation to the army's move in confiscating contraband material that was allegedly destined to be used in illegal mining activity. A senior Venezuelan military official said the base was attacked on Friday in the Yapacana Park. The region which borders Brazil and Colombia often sees confrontations between security forces and illegal miners. This time there were no injuries, and it's not known if the indigenous group which mounted the attack was involved in illegal mining.
The government and mountaineering community in Nepal plan to celebrate Everest Day, the 70th anniversary of the first ascent of the world's highest peak, with a parade around Kathmandu. A beekeeper and mountaineering enthusiast from New Zealand, Sir Edmund Hillary, and his Nepali guide, Tenzing Norgay, reached the summit of Mount Everest on this day 70 years ago. The Russian-American artist Ilya Kabakov, whose installations chronicled the decline and failures of the Soviet Union, has died at the age of 89. Starting as a children's illustrator, his often covert works focusing on daily life in Russia and mocking the Soviet way of life were at odds with government-approved art. Ilya Kabakov moved to Berlin as the Soviet Union was collapsing. BBC News.